loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us. And yet so often we worry and we say, God, you're not taking care of these problems. God, you don't love me. God, I don't feel you. I don't feel fed. God, you seem so far away. Why don't you hear me? Why don't you love me? And God is saying, don't worry. I'm going to take care of you. I love you. Do you know how hard it was to make you? And so I hope that this morning as we worship God too, that we trust in him. We trust that he loves us. If we as fathers and parents here know how to give good gifts to our children when we're sinful, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So would you all please stand this morning and let's just turn our eyes on Jesus and focus on him.
To thy grace.
music. And as we sing this song, I want you to take a moment to think about a time in your life when God has been faithful to you. Because I think so oftentimes we are creatures of the instant, of the right now. And we only look at the problems that we currently face, and then we think, God, you're not faithful, you're not present. And so quickly we forget when God has been faithful to us in the past. So for those of you here this morning, I see some of you singing with smiles on your faces, and I know that that may be, that that's what you're remembering of a time when God was so faithful to you. Think about that. When God healed you, when you asked for healing, when God healed a broken relationship in your life, when he worked out something with your job or provided for you when you had nothing. Think of a time when God was faithful to you, and this song will take on new meaning and hopefully fill us with joy. And this morning, if you're struggling with something, if you come in here and you've barely made it into church and you're dragging your feet because just you feel so down and you feel so oppressed by your burden, sing this song out as a plea to God and just say, great is your faithfulness. This is my prayer to you. I'm just going to declare this promise. Great is your faithfulness. And this morning, some of you are yawning because you're so tired and you're here on a long weekend. That's okay, because morning by morning, new mercies I see. Let's sing this song together and remember his faithfulness to us. And great is thy faithfulness. Because you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our trust. You are worthy of us putting our faith in you this morning. Be glorified here in this place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you turn to at least three people around you and say, God is great. Like I said earlier, this is a long weekend. I know that a lot of people may be out of town, or maybe you just returned back to town from a long vacation. Hopefully this was more than just a 3 or 4 day weekend for you, but this was a time for you to also think and reflect on what it means to live here in America. I know there are many people here who transplanted from other countries. Maybe you weren't born here, maybe you weren't raised here, but for now, temporarily or permanently, indefinitely, if you get your visas. I know some of you are praying for that. We pray for you. But this is your home at this moment. This is your country at this moment. This is where you reside. And in America, Americans talk a lot about freedom. They pride themselves on this idea of freedom. But I have to say, as someone born in America who considers myself an American, sometimes I don't know what freedom means because I was raised in it. I have never been constrained in any way. I'm free to worship how I please, who I please. But I hope that freedom for us as Christians is more than just this idea of where and how we can worship. I know we've been hearing in the Chinese congregation and in the English congregation about churches around the world right now that are being persecuted by their governments for believing in Jesus. That people have to sign statements vowing that they're not Christians, otherwise they lose their jobs. And we praise God for that. We give him thanks for that. But as Christians, I hope that also our gratitude or our appreciation for freedom extends to the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us it is for freedom that Christ has set us free, and that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we are free today, not just from our governments, not just from oppression, but we are free from sin and death. And that is a glorious, truer freedom indeed. And so this morning, as we sing these songs, some of these songs talk about chains being broken and being free and being set free in Christ, I hope that that takes on new meaning for us, especially during this Independence Day weekend. I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. Stone, the sign of the state, and all the
once lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19-25. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as in the habit of some, but encouraging, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Would you all please stand and sing this song together?
Great high priest whose name is
Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you so much, Lord, for the redemption that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. Hallelujah. We praise the one who has set us free. Hallelujah, because death has lost its grip on me. Jesus, we praise you this morning. Be glorified. Continue to speak to us and pour out your presence in our midst as we worship you through the message. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated.